Up in the foothills, there's lots of bird song in early June. Western meadowlarks, western wood pewees, vesper sparrows chattering away, and also the occasional very soft songs of mountain and western bluebirds.
We're back on the Myers Homestead Trail again, about 8 miles up the Flagstaff Road. This time, we're looking for bluebirds and rejoicing in their comeback from alarmingly low numbers only 30 years ago. The all-blue mountain bluebird is our most abundant and common bluebird, but in Boulder County, we also have eastern and western bluebirds with their lovely red breasts, and their numbers are increasing.
We're hiking this morning with George Otzel from the Boulder County Audubon Society. George and his wife, Marty, are coordinating the bluebird trails up here at Walker Ranch. George, tell us a little bit about the bluebird trail.
In the 1970s, people noticed that bluebirds were becoming scarce, and they figured out that the reason was that they lacked nesting sites. One big reason for that is competition with starlings. People started building and putting up nest boxes, and they've made all the nest boxes with the holes big enough for bluebirds and too small for starlings. At Walker Ranch, we've got 47 boxes. Last year, we fledged about 80 mountain bluebirds and about half that many western bluebirds.
There's one on that second little small pine tree to the left of the box.
Is it a western bluebird?
Looks like
it. I bet it is. Yeah, it just flitted into the box for a second. Oh, there it goes. It's amazing. Just 15 years ago, western bluebirds were considered rare and declining in Boulder County. They were almost gone. And just last year, they fledged right here at Walker Ranch. They fledged 43 western bluebirds. So it's a great success story.